Hello everyone, and welcome to some more horrific news. Okay then, I found this randomly, popped up, so I thought we'd have a look at it. So Christian Bale's tattooed Frankenstein's monster revealed in new image from The Bride. Frankenstein's monster might have the word hope tattooed across his stitched together chest. I don't know too much about this movie, to be honest. So might have to look it up once I'm done with this video, just to see what's going on. No opinions on it at the moment whatsoever, so we'll see how we go. Anyway, Maggie Gyllenhaal shared the first look at the tattooed Christian Bale as Frankenstein's monster on her Instagram page for her upcoming film, The Bride. Gyllenhaal's black and white camera test photo shows Bale slicking his hair back with one hand while exposing his stitched together chest with the other, revealing a tattoo across his chest. Upon first glance, the slightly obscure tattoo appears to be the word hope inscribed in cursive, echoing similar vibes to Jared Leto's damaged Joker forehead tattoo from David Ayer's Suicide Squad. Sorry, I'm just dying a little bit of cringe as I read that. What the hell? I don't know who Maggie Gyllenhaal is, but she needs to track this reporter down and have a good word with her, or him, whoever they are. I'll find out at the bottom. If that's the comparison you're making and you're trying to make a Frankenstein's monster movie, yeah, you need to have a chat with this person. What the hell is that sort of comparison to make? Oh, right, okay, I'm worried. This is probably going to be crap. Don't know, we'll see. Right, anyway. The tattoo could also be something else entirely. Penelope, considering part of Bale's jacket obfuscates the rest of his chest. Right, so here we go. Yeah, we'll see that. So is this set in modern times? Is that the plan for it? Was the tattoo on the person taking the body? There's writing on the jacket as well. Notice I never mentioned that. Anyway, regardless, the subject matter of Bale's tattoo, be it in part of a name or an idea, is sure to be subject of an online investigation. Oh my god, right, it's a tattoo. It could just be on the person that the body they've stole, if they're going by the traditional Frankenstein story. And I'm sure the director will tell. What do you mean online investigation? What the hell? Oh, this is IGN. God, what am I doing reading IGN? Get a grip. Well, I've started now, so I'll carry on. Bloody hell. Right, folks, this is why I don't do media stuff and stay in the zeitgeist, because this is painful. So that's what they're focusing on. Nothing to do with storyline or performance or the setting. It's a tattoo. That's what they're focusing on. That's the big wow. Jesus Christ, I hate my life sometimes. Christian Bale's a good actor. Generally, he's in good stuff. I know he got involved with that silly Marvel crap lately. I suppose you may forgive him for that. The money's good. I don't know. Let's have a look. Okay, let's carry on. Sorry, that's the focus. A bit of a tattoo. That's what they're focusing on with this article. What a daft idiot. Isaiah Colbert, you muppet. You absolute hack. The Bride follows a lonesome Frankenstein as he travels to 1930 Chicago to seek help from a man called Dr. Euphronius to create a companion for himself. That companion is the Bride, the reanimated body of a recently murdered woman. Things quickly go awry for Frankenstein and the Bride when their combustible romance garners unwarranted attention from both the police and a wild and radical social movement. Aside from Bale, the Bride's cast includes a beefy lineup of Hollywood star power, with Jesse Buckley as the Bride, no idea who that is. Other cast members include the likes of Peter Sarsgaard, Annette Bening, and Penelope Cruz. The Bride hit theatres on October 3rd, 2025. Right, so basically this is a fluff article. They know nothing about the movie. Causing the articles went out in a photograph. 1930s? Is this like a postmodern version of Frankenstein? Is that what they're doing? Or are they having him roaming the land? Obviously he can speak. Are they going to go with the Marlon Brando version of Frankenstein's monster? Or the Penny Dreadful one was pretty good. If you've ever seen that series, that was a pretty decent one. I know nothing about this movie, but this article's putting me off it just because that. Oh, it's a tattoo. I wonder what tattoo means. What a muppet. It's a slow news day. I need to focus on something random. Hang on. I'm going to do something I don't normally do with these articles. I'm going to click on this. Let's have a look. Right. So, Maggie Gyllenhaal's Bride of Frankenstein movie gets a 2025 release date. Blah, blah, blah. I'll not read this all out. Obviously, I'll put a link to the original article. And if you fancy following this, have a crack. Right, I know nothing about Gyllenhaal as a director. Oh, that's why they're all freelance articles. That's why they just goof off. Right, it's Warner Brothers movie. That gives me concern as well, because Warner Brothers is an absolute disaster at the moment. Gyllenhaal, The Dark Knight, okay. Hold on, that's Christopher Nolan directed The Dark Knight. What the hell is this? I need to look at this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I feel about this movie. If these are sort of articles coming out, I don't know if I'm excited about it. But we'll see. as always, leave the speculation aside, just wait the actual trailer comes out and see what it looks like. For example, The Crow remake, like, that looks awful, and I've no interest in watching it. Unless enough people say, and I don't mean the media, I mean people I actually know and trust with their opinions, if they say it's a good movie, then I'll look into it. Yeah, movie things, I guess, obviously don't give me hope, but there you go. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments, and until next time, keep up to date with the channel, do the type of things, and remember to keep it creepy, keep it horrific.